This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Some impressive performances, including Chicago's Caleb Williams. You guys remember Olamide Zaccheaus?
Yeah.
He's now a Bear. As a matter of fact, he scored their first touchdown last night.
Kind of hung out with Dan. I mean, he was like a
DQ.
DQ guy.
Yes,
yeah.
He was. Olamide Zaccheaus. I think he was with Dan in Washington, I want to say, last year. But either way, he's with the Bears now. Big O, can we hear that Caleb Williams to Zaccheaus touchdown to get the Bears started last night? Because, Mike, they put up astronomical numbers. Now, it's preseason. The Bills didn't start their first team D. You're running – Coach Ross said that. You're running blah stuff. But, Mike, I don't care. You put up a bunch of first downs. You score 38 points. It's still a big deal. And I got to tell you guys, Caleb Williams looked like he was in control last night. This was his first touchdown.
At the Buffalo 36, Dahlman sends it back in the shotgun as a clean pocket throws. Zaccheaus caught 15, 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. 36 yards. And the Bears strike. They lead it 6-0.
A lot of Chicago media feeling the light has clicked on for Caleb Williams, who looked really good. Best he's looked, some would say, since he's put on a Bears uniform.
That's right.
Under Ben Johnson as head coach. I looked it up. Olamide Zaccheaus in that big Sunday night game on NBC, 8 receptions for 85 yards and a touchdown against us. Remember, we talked about it the day after.
That's right.
But yeah, Zaccheaus, you know, as Western would say, a real speed merchant out there and getting more life with the Bears.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's been around the league a while now. What did Ben Johnson have to say? Because we're talking about the Bears. They played last night, if you missed it. I even think we got one more preseason game, I believe, tonight. But either way, it's been a long weekend with games starting, as we did on Friday. You had games Saturday and Sunday. Here's Ben Johnson, the coach of the Bears.
I don't have the exact number, but we've been underneath that bar, which you know, that happens. We're learning, we're growing. I think early on we were probably 55. It's gotten better as camp has gone on, but we haven't hit that threshold as often as we'd like.
Mike, remember we were talking about what kind of head coach he'd be, and then last night I heard who's the guy we love on Fox that Brady came in and took his place. Who are we talking about? Greg Olsen. Thank you.
Right.
Greg was saying last night he has been riding Caleb Williams hard.
Right. We had it in guy talk a couple weeks. Tough love. I mean, this goes all the way back to minicamp. I mean, calling him out, no babying him. And maybe, you know, as we said, sometimes you got to know when to pat a guy on the butt or give him a hug. But Ben Johnson's been riding Caleb Williams. A lot of folks felt that maybe Caleb Williams needed an attitude adjustment, if you read the Chicago papers. And I don't know how well they know him, but I thought the first year wasn't his fault. It was a bad coaching situation. But Ben Johnson, I think, Carl, he didn't take the job last year because he thought he had a chance to win a Super Bowl in Detroit.
Yeah, I think he did too. And they probably should have. They just met a juggernaut in the Commanders. By the way, tonight we do have more football. Cincinnati and Washington, by the way, more preseason football. This one's on ESPN. Meanwhile, Mike, what else jumped out at you over the weekend? Because I thought there were a lot of quarterbacks that played well, especially the rookie guys.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about what's it going to look like with the new coach in Jacksonville, and I thought Trevor Lawrence looked pretty good. You know, Data has it in our stats for this one. He had, 7 first downs, 108 yards, 8 for 10, 76 yards, and a touchdown. They had a tie. It's a meaningless game against the Saints. But, you know, I mean, if you're looking for Trevor, I mean, Trevor Lawrence needs to step it up. I mean, they gave him that $55 million a year deal, right? it's kind of like there's some expectations. I don't know what they're feeling in Jacksonville. Liam Cohen was the Bucs OC. That's the new head coach up there in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I really enjoyed watching Jackson Dart. Look, the thing at Ole Miss, and remember, some people thought this was a reach. I thought they got good value. They didn't draft in top 10. I think it was 25th overall or something like that. But Dart, Mike, he's had really two good preseason games. And he's been efficient, hadn't turned the ball over. He had a rushing touchdown in this last one. And the thing now is with the Giants, all right, so when is he going to start? And Brian Daboll keeps saying, look, my starter is Russell Wilson. We are in no rush to put Jackson Dart out there. And it reminds me of last year when we said the same thing and they drafted a quarterback. I'm not saying something's going to happen to Russ. If he falls apart, Mike, they will put Jackson Dart in there. But they're not going to start him to start the season.
Right. And again, if Russ, Mr. Unlimited, struggles, yeah, you know, Giants fans will be crying to get Jackson Dart out there. And he's kind of become kind of a funny, lovable folk hero in New York. We talked about not knowing how this, like, the Easy Pass works. And apparently he's got like over like $2,000 in Easy Pass bills driving back and forth from Jersey to New York. He's learning. But, you know, talking about like shopping for the car, like literally going viral and going, man, houses are expensive up here in Metro New York area. So it's kind of like almost like Huck Finn goes to New York to play quarterback. Meanwhile, down in South Florida, Dolphins beat the Lions in the exhibition game. But the story from Armando Salguero and a lot of guys that cover the Dolphins is the Lions, Carl, completely beeslapped the Dolphins in their joint practice. That the Dolphins were humiliated in their practice to many people that watch. We talked about Quinn Ewers throwing for two touchdowns. A lot of folks feel that if things continue, and again, if this translates to the regular season, that Mike McDaniel might be the first coach fired in the NFL.
He's got the most pressure on him. He does. You know how long it's been since the Dolphins won a playoff game? 24 years.
Believe it.
So all this conversation about them paying the cheetah, Mike, they paid both wide receivers. They paid Tua. I think he's got the most pressure. Look, the Jets are going to be improved, but you're not firing Aaron Glenn in his first season. You look at the Bills, Mike, they should win that division. The Patriots will be improved because that's just what Vrabel does. The Dolphins, man, they're supposed to be in this mix, and I just don't know where to put them in that East. And then that AFC East to say, hey, they're going to be better. I don't know if they're going to be better than the Jets.
Yeah, and you know the way the money is divided up, now their defense actually kind of outperformed their offense at times despite all the payroll kind of being on the offensive side of the ball. I watched some of that in season with the Dolphins on the Hard Knocks. Just he was here in Atlanta. He was a quality control coach. Later on, obviously became one of the most trusted coaches in San Francisco. But I don't see it. I don't like his style. It's almost like too new age. You know, hey, coach, bruh. You know, and Kyle Shanahan had a lot of faith in him, but it's not translating necessarily to the Dolphins. And now if Stephen Ross feels the same way, he will get gone. Meanwhile, speaking of the Bills, hey guys, are you watching behind the glass? Is this season of Hard Knocks the most uncompelling so far?
So I've only watched the first episode. I haven't watched. Is it three now? Is it three out or two?
It's just two. 2 weeks in.
Okay, so two is episode two was not entertaining.
No, it was like a public service announcement.
Oh.
Now, I mean, I understand you know, you had a guy nearly die on the field, and it's important to have defibrillators around. And but I mean, it was like a giant. Or am I right? I mean, or it's kind of laughing.
It's just it's tough with the Bills because
there's nothing going on.
Yeah, I mean, for them to be a championship contender, like, the most vanilla championship contender there is. There's no drama, no, like, real weird storyline. I mean, the biggest thing that happened this offseason for them was James Cook sitting and doing a sit-in camp, I guess. Yeah, like,
sure. And they paid him.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, SI, this is last week, and I just because I'm watching it last night. You know how sometimes I'm a little hard on the Beaver, so I said, let me go look this up and see if other people are feeling the same way I'm feeling about this. And I found an article from Randy Gersey from SI, and he says, yeah, the Bills' boring Hard Knocks debut.
Okay.
So it hasn't been compelling. I do think NFL teams, and McDermott is a control freak. It's well documented. They are just – there's no drama. There's the obligatory stories about the rookies and, you know, battling to make it. Look, I mean, you know, you got to be smart with the sun. Sean McDermott, 5 minutes on him wearing a hat and putting sunscreen on is not compelling television.
All right, so let me ask you this thing, because I've not seen the second episode, and the way you guys are talking and making me not want to watch it. Has it run its course?
I think you've got to.
Has it run its course?
I think if you let the producers lose the control in the edit room, and I think that's, look at the Raiders. All that great stuff with Tariq Hill, we never saw it. Or Antonio Brown, I should say, that year.
No.
Because it just never made it. It got cut. I think the NFL is allowing these teams to have too much control. And I agree. Mike Florio, I hate to agree with Mike Florio. He said it too on Pro Football Talk. The episode steered clear of any topic that had been remotely controversial or interesting, like James Cook's discontent with his contract. Just nothing going on.
Okay. Yeah, I've not seen it. I was looking forward to watching episode 2.
It's one of my favorite things to watch every summer.
I agree. But like I said, Mike, if there is that much control.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we're getting less information and access, and certainly it's less entertaining. Dude, I got four or five other things I want to watch right now. Like, there's just so much more out there that's going to entertain me.
Right.
I'm not just going to watch because it's the Bills. I'm not a Bills fan. Like, I'm going to watch.
Make it interesting.
Yeah, because you're entertaining me. All right. Interesting. Hey, man, 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.